Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Dice Club! In the last thrilling installment, our heroes explored the mysterious underground grotto the Despair crashed in. Ren did some wild sleight of hand and took the crystal without anyone noticing, and they made their way through more tunnels. What's with all these tunnels? They find a room with some runes and water, as well as a couple skeletons, where the party finally got a pirate wardrobe. An anchor falls through the roof, pulling them up through the ocean onto a ship where they meet Cyrus again. After Marsh holds up the first crystal, Novella is lofted into the air and launched hundreds of feet into the ocean. Let's see what happens next.
Five of you are currently being held on this large black ship, and Novella was just launched hundreds of feet away from you into the ocean. Marsh is, I believe, currently holding the crystal above their head still, unless
yeah.
I'm misremembering.
But the wrong crystal.
The wrong crystal.
The first crystal, I think.
Yes.
And everyone is looking at Marsh, like the crew. There is about 50 of them, along with Cyrus and the armored man at the helm. What do you do?
Guys, I don't know how we're gonna kinda, should we pretend we don't know who he is? And see how that goes?
Yes, I think that's a good
idea. Novella was just thrown into the ocean, am I correct?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Can I rush over to the side of the ship? Where she was...
You already kind of are at the side of the ship because you just climbed up over it, so you're at the side of the ship already.
I don't even know what to do. I think Marsh is at a loss for words.
Shit, dude.
Well, now I kind of feel bad about yelling at her.
Yeah, that was kind of a dick move, looking back.
Hey!
Like, in retrospect, like, now that she's been thrown into the ocean, why the fuck would you yell at her?
I don't know, Siri.
She can probably swim.
You live and you lose.
Well, she can probably, like, if this entire world is fucking water.
Exactly, she can probably swim.
She knows how to swim, yeah.
Yeah.
Cyrus is kind of just looking at you guys now, and you especially, Marsh, and he says, all right, that was definitely unfortunate, but...
I feel like you did that.
That wasn't me, I wish it didn't have to happen, but I don't want it to happen again. So if you could just hand over the catalyst, that would be amazing, actually. And he starts walking towards you with his hand towards you.
This is the person that Ren found hot?
Listen.
Are you saying this in character?
No. No.
You're like, damn, Ren, your taste sucks.
But I didn't know he was evil then. Shut the fuck up.
He was arresting us.
He was literally arresting us.
I think Marsh puts like one hand on their waist and goes, get her back. Get her back. And then we can talk.
I am sorry. I don't think that's going to be an option, really. It's not. If it were up to me, I would love to get her back. But... That's not really my department, per se. So
then you guys aren't very good at negotiating, then.
Ooh, it seems that we have you vastly outnumbered, so your negotiation skills are maybe the one in question here. And he looks behind him and motions as three crewmates go towards you.
Can I go invisible?
They... Sure. Amazing.
Does the crystal go invisible?
I think in this case it wouldn't.
It wouldn't?
It wouldn't, because you're just holding the crystal. If things went invisible that you were holding, then Yurix would have in episode, like, 2.
Oh.
So going by...
Well, a thing is different than a person.
Well,
can I put it in my bag and go invisible?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, I'd like stuff it into my pocket or whatever, my bag.
And then now it is invisible.
And duck out. Well,
there's a little bit of panic now going on the ship, and if you weren't being like held before, there are now a couple guards to each of you, or at least they're moving to each of you.
Who aren't
invisible, I guess.
Yeah, I was gonna say I tried to duck out of the way. This only lasts for a minute. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Throw the crystal in the ocean.
I've thought about it, but I don't want to get rid of it.
Wait, don't I have the one we need for this one though? Okay.
Yeah, you have it.
Yeah, I only have one.
Yeah, that's
crystal 3. Saradin, I believe, has crystal 2.
Yeah.
And Marsh has crystal 1.
Can I try to go below deck? Is this...
You would have to kind of push... The crew is kind of, like, surrounding you in a circle, and there wouldn't be much room to get out of the area. You could try to, like... I don't know. You are surrounded on 3 sides, and the 4th side is the ocean.
So I couldn't just, slip away.
You can just walk away, yeah.
Okay. I think I'm just going to kind of slip back into the group, I think, and...
No epic stunts, climbing ropes.
So this was nothing.
so this was nothing?
Well, but the crystal isn't there now. They don't know where the crystal is.
That's fair.
I mean, I think they can take a guess.
Yeah. Are you non-invisible anymore?
If it's been a minute, yeah. Great storytelling.
Yeah, I think it's probably been a minute now.
Just a minute of us standing there like,
well, awkward.
just literally an entire 60 seconds go by.
I could do something, but it could probably get you guys hurt too.
I mean, I'm kind of tanky, so it probably wouldn't hurt me that bad. Yeah.
I mean, we all have several HP.
Yeah, I have at least one.
Actually, yeah, you know what? Yeah. Tin, can I cast Thunderwave?
No, why? No, can you think?
If you would like to cast Thunderwave, you have that ability.
No, I do.
Hey,
physically.
Hey, not
physically?
How metagame or anything, but can you fucking think before you initiate combat?
With 50 people and Kairos.
I'm just thinking.
Do you think you can get out of that without initiating combat?
I was like, what if I had a bomb, and I could put a bomb, and it would sweep all the people away?
And explode us also?
I'm trying to do interesting things. I'll just go back into the group, I guess, then.
We like boring things on this podcast only.
On this comedy podcast, we love boring things.
At all.
No. Maybe I'll do a spell. You don't know.
Maybe.
I don't have any. I could cast Good Berry.
Ooh. I think we all need a little Good Berry in our lives.
Yeah.
Anyways,
have we casted Identify on the crystals before?
I feel like we're spending a lot of time just sort of standing around not responding.
Yeah, you are kind of now seized by the crew. There are 3 of them for each one of you. And Vladimir is also here, but he is not being seized by the crew at all. He's just kind of like watching this happen.
Vladimir
didn't get seized?
He did not get seized with you, but they are kind of, now, rooting through your, immediate belongings, and yeah. Cyrus actually is going to you, Marsh, and kind of takes you have, a bag, right? Like a satchel?
Yeah.
Kind of deal? Yeah. Takes your satchel from you, dumps it under the ground, sees all of your things there,
there are poisonous mushroom spores in there.
He doesn't know that.
I'm telling you that.
Yes. Okay, he dumps it onto the ground. There are, a couple of the vials bust open.
Everyone hold your damn breath.
Yeah, okay. I'll have him do a constitution save. Thank you for reminding me about that.
Because I was going to say, take it. Yeah, and then 3. I just throw them in his face or something.
Yeah, so he... Now is looking rather panicked because this, as he dumped the satchel on the ground, the vial burst and the spores went up into the air, and he just got a big whiff of them. You can tell that he can't hear, but he kind of presses on anyways, and looks down at the rest of your belongings, sees that the crystal is there, reaches for it, grabs it, and then as soon as he does, he pulls his hand back and recoils backwards and holds it and lets out a yelp of pain. And he kind of
We're constrained, looks right? We're
at restricted? You. Yes.
Okay.
He looks at you, Marsh, with a little bit of fear. And then he motions for another guard to come, or another crewmate to come, collect the rest of that. And this crewmate goes to grab the crystal and also recoils back in pain.
I think just anger and sadness are just brewing in my eyes as I stare him down. I just keep eye contact with him the entire time.
Okay, as you're, locking eyes, he waves his hand again, and you are all taken down the below decks, and then below decks again to where they have the brig.
How many fucking times are we going to be in prison time, in this baby. Damn campaign?
More like Brig Club, am I right?
Brig Club! I just love these darn things.
Tunnels it's fantastic. And brigs.
This brig is considerably larger than the one that was on the Despair. But, so there are multiple cells, but they are smaller cells. Saradin and Marsh and Ren are in a cell, and Meadow and Venus, you're in a cell.
Unacceptable.
So, and the cells are not in, immediate view of each other. They're kind of, on opposite sides of the, I guess, brig. So, Saradin and Marsh and Ren, you are in a cell now. There's not much of note. There's another,
Yes!
There's another board.
Yes!
There's actually two boards this time with chains.
Is there a salty blanket?
You know the deal. There's blankets, bread? But they're less salty.
I'm having deja vu.
No bread. No Fuck. Bread. No bread. No bread. There are this time there's also two bad buckets in this one.
Oh no.
But yes, your inventories have been stripped from you and you are in the cell.
Do I What's up? Have the crystal with me still?
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
I mean, that was probably in your inventory, right?
That was probably just in one of your
So
you probably have a bag.
I probably have it stuffed in my shirt, you know? hidden up in there.
That's where I store all my crystals.
Or if you're going to prison, you cut a thing in the side of your, you know, stick the crystal in there.
In the side of your
Yeah, you stuffed it up as
well. Yeah.
You know.
Just like in JoJo's Sorry? Bizarre Adventure, Part 6, what? Stone Ocean.
Are you telling me
no
JoJo Bizarre Adventure?
No cross-promotion.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I can't believe you.
Because JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is a competitor of Dice Club.
Okay, what if I have it stuffed up my ass?
No!
No, because that implies that you would have... No, because we were not expecting to get arrested. But, so that would okay. imply that you just originally put it up your ass.
Maybe Ren's just that sort of guy.
To hide it from
just
the fellas.
You don't know. I mean, I think Ren is definitely the type of person who would keep something
okay.
important,
you know,
the
I will
crystal
grant you that.
Hidden.
I will say, okay, you have crystal one.
Okay.
Crystal three. Sorry. Anyways, what are you guys doing? Cell time. You guys, you just chilling.
I think I want to roll to try to perceive thieves sure. in the door.
Yeah, roll to
perceiving weaknesses check.
Okay.
Yeah, roll to perceive weaknesses.
Fucking 17.
Alright, so with that 17, you can hear around the brig there are other cells also with other people in them. And you can also see that this cell does not have the nifty hole that the cell on the Despair ad, but
Damn.
There are, you know, you got your boards, you got your horrible, horrible buckets, and you have, the cell wall, which is iron bars, like closely put together, and it actually has like a bar across it that was lowered for, I guess, added security. But that is where we're at.
Okay. Can I make a roll to like jiggle the bars?
You know, go for it.
Hell yeah.
Do a jiggle them.
Jiggle check.
Not really. Jiggle check. If you want to roll strength to jiggle these bars, which I think you've done in every cell you've been in so far.
And it's really worked out.
And it's worked out every single time.
It works out because I'm so strong and buff and strong. Fuck, what's my strength modifier?
You should have that memorized, I think.
Okay.
whoa.
No.
Hot takes from Tinfold.
As a barbarian.
Well, shit, I rolled an 8. Good job.
You jiggle those, and you jiggle them. And, they jiggle a little.
Is there a guard here?
No.
Okay.
There is not.
Meadow
is also trying to jiggle the bars, but I don't even have to roll because her strength is like minus one, so she's just hurting her arms probably.
Each other, like the two groups.
You cannot see each other. No.
Saradin.
Hello.
Meadow, are you there?
I am. I cannot move these bars because I'm very weak. Do you think Ren can rip the bars off?
I can't believe they separated the women from the non-binary people. What the fuck?
I tried to jiggle the bars, but it didn't work. I'm sorry.
Damn it!
Yeah, they jiggled a little.
What are you even good for if you can't move the bars?
Okay, I know that this is a bit of a tough situation, but let's not be so rash and mean. Let's weigh our options here. Just yelling across the whole.
Oh yeah.
Is there anyone else?
Saradin, can you try and pick the lock with your rogue skills?
Hell yeah, please.
I'm a ranger.
Oh.
They're a ranger. You don't even know that.
Fuck.
Can I try to pick the lock?
Yeah, but
I mean, yes.
I really wish I had message. Fuck.
I tear out a whisker for you.
Hell yeah.
Try it with this.
Okay. I take the whisker and I pick the lock.
Wait. Sorry.
I have proficiency in thieves' tools.
No, hold on.
You can pick a lock with a whisker.
Yeah. Like, no. It's small and...
I need you to tell me exactly what you're doing right now.
I mean, like, I think the Ren knows the vibes of lockpicking, you know?
The vibes?
Like, he puts the whisker in the thing and moves all the pins and picks the lock.
Ren played Sly Cooper once. Okay.
Does Red have proficiency?
You will have disadvantage.
Okay.
I should give you double disadvantage, but I don't think that's a thing. You will have disadvantage.
Cringe. It's definitely
cringe. What do I roll?
I guess sleight of hand.
You sure it's not
nope,
stealth?
Nope, sleight of hand.
No.
But, like, I think stealth would go.
Like, it's kind of stealthy. Okay. I mean, I guess. Well, now I have to roll again, and I got a 14.
I don't think it's good enough.
No, I don't think.
You sure?
You're using a whisker to pick a lock that you've never done before. I don't think you can get it with a 14. I'm sorry.
If you're proficient in thieves' tools, that does not apply to a whisker. You understand that this is not thieves' tools, right?
I don't think a 14 would have. Hey, Ren. I don't think a 14 would have cut it if you were proficient with thieves' tools and using thieves' tools.
Okay.
So I don't think this one. I'm pretty sure.
Well, in that case, I mean, I guess I just take the whisker back to Saradin and hand it to them.
I just drop it on the ground. I'm not. Like, what am I gonna do with this?
Put it on top of your head like an antenna.
I'm.
Yeah.
I give it to you.
Just, like, put it back in. I put it to on me? The top
no,
of my head.
No, I give it
head.
To Marsh. You put it on top of my head?
Okay. Or your head. Or my head.
Wait, I didn't hear you. I'm just throwing it in between some floorboards. It's gone.
Great.
Okay, good. I didn't want to talk about this whisker anymore.
No, me neither.
Did you guys see how he recoiled from the crystal?
Yeah, it's like it's like we're the chosen ones or something. I think
holy
that's what it
shit.
Is.
Oh my
I think
God.
Like
it's just like we're the heroes in the scrolls,
yeah, it's
guys.
Like, just like in all the scrolls. You know?
Yeah.
Like
fucking...
Like, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but, like, it's just like that.
Super like, Dwarf.
Super Dwarf, he had a crystal that made him...
Yeah.
Weaker.
Weak specifically.
Okay. Well, we're like Super Dwarf if he, like, loved crystals.
We're like Crystal Dwarf.
So Super Dwarf.
Crystal
Super
Dwarf.
Crystal.
Yeah. Super Crystal.
Repeatedly, I would say.
Repeatedly, you've said this. It's just been a while since I had to remember it. Anyway, back in the other cell, I think Meadow is freaking out.
Yeah.
We'll get to you guys in a second.
Okay, damn, never mind.
I was wondering how this was going to work.
But do you
now
think...
we're focusing on crew on cell one right now, okay. As I have it in my notes.
Do you guys think that, like... anyone who's not us touching it would be bad? Because, like, we didn't even... Kajuka and Demetrius didn't even try. Do you think it would hurt them? Or is it just, like, evil people? Like, Kairos's guys.
Use the crystal as a vibe check.
And Novella never...
Wait, which crystal did Cyrus touch?
Oh, it was the
was
first
it the,
one.
The one we have... It's the first one, yeah. So, like, is it just,
yeah,
like, the old crystals
that
burn, or...?
He called it the catalyst. I wonder if it's still up there, or if they tried to move it with something else, with an item. Like, if it would still burn them through the item that they were trying to pick it up with.
Why don't...
I don't
let's
know.
Just yell up and see if they answer, and we'll ask him about it.
Fantastic. More yelling.
Yeah.
We shouldn't
More
have separated
yelling.
Us in the cells then if you didn't want us to yell.
You know, fair enough.
Yeah.
You got hey, you
that
got
is
me
on
there.
You.
I'm gonna double check my spells just one more time.
Make sure you don't have a get out of jail spell.
Yeah.
I think you do.
Oh, wait, yeah, it's right here. It's called Zap Everyone Out of Jail and All Your Things, and you're so safe and you have a fun adventure.
With
can I
with
cast it?
Novella.
No, it's 8th level.
Oh shit!
Okay. Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay.
It's actually third level. Oh.
Entry.
Yikes.
We're not in a forest.
Are you sure?
Oh my god.
Not,
are there any
not.
Beasts or plants around?
A boat is kind of like a forest.
A boat is kind of like
Brent's
a plant.
Brent's kind of
beast, made out of
if you think about it.
No beasts or plants.
Fuck.
Damn.
I have an excellent memory for maps and geography.
I do not.
It's all a math problem.
We compete
guys,
each
this
other.
Might be another. This might be another case where we just have to wait. Hold on, and I'm gonna like try to poke my head out and see if there's someone like in the cell right next to us.
Okay. You poke your head out, and you can see that there's the cells are kind of like split up a little bit so that you can't see. There's a cell directly across from you, which you can see into, which there's nobody in. There's a cell next to that one that has a few people in it, but they're like asleep and you can't see to any of the cells like that are on the wall that you're on.
We didn't wake them up with our yelling.
Nope.
Damn.
Let's just say they've had a lot of practice.
Yeah, I bet. Is there anyone else? Anyone else down here? Hello?
I'm sorry. Are you assuming that I'm just gonna put a lady in the cell that you're gonna talk to, and she's gonna be like, "Oh yeah, here's how you get out of the cell."
I mean, it's happened before.
I mean, it
again.
It's
are you gonna?
Not
a, are you
listen,
think
every
I'm gonna
time
do that
we're in the cell,
just...
we just need a powerful woman to tell us how to get out of it.
And Kajuka walks around the corner.
Kajuka, ex machina. You did,
oh, I wish.
You did say earlier there were other people here, so I'm just trying to see if there's anyone else here that's not
that's
asleep.
That's fair. Nobody that's responding to your please.
Okay, fine. Fucking be that way. Jesus. I didn't care anyways. Fuck you.
yeah,
guys,
pick a
I don't
fight.
Think anyone else is here. Now, hear me out. Is this one of those situations where you just kind of have to wait and then something's going to happen and then you do something?
Yeah.
You just kind of wait for an instigating kind of action or like event and then you're like, now is my chance? Or do you think this is like a puzzle kind of situation?
Like an earthquake strikes in the middle of the ocean and all the walls crumble down. It could be an earthquake.
An earthquake. We're at sea. A storm,
yeah,
I think you mean.
A sea quake.
Okay.
Storm.
Lightning burns down the entire ship. I don't fucking know.
A cannon hits the side.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And a kraken walks around the corner.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm just saying.
And he's been your friend the whole time.
This is all I'm saying. Whatever, man. I claim top bunk. Saradin, there's two boards. And
yeah.
Saradin,
you know, they were going to be on opposite walls, but yeah. Just for you, as
sort
a treat.
I did not assume
them,
that they were
going to
be bunk
boards,
but
I sure
they're,
did.
They're bunk boards.
Saradin is a little miffed that no one's listening to their great ideas.
What are their ideas? Just wait and see if something happens?
Yes.
They might come back. I mean, if we're the only ones that can touch the crystals.
Yeah, that's what I'm fucking talking about. Okay, I'm just gonna... I'm done. I'm taking a long rest. If I can.
Alright, you can begin a rest. Do either of you have any things you'd like to do? Any role play? Any cool role play?
Me?
Any fun prompts? Any fun improv prompts?
Marsh lies down on one of the boards and is like, I wish I had my journal.
Bottom bunk.
They
bottom
have my
bunk.
Journal.
Yeah, they have all of our stuff. They have
that's
my fucking
good.
Bow and my epic satchel.
And a book that literally details our entire adventure so far.
How? When have you had time?
I write all the time.
I do not pay attention. I do not. I guess I just did not notice.
And you did kind of have 3 days there where you were just kind of chilling. So there was, I would say there was plenty of time to write.
Can we get a short rest?
Sure.
A short rest. Don't mind if I fucking do.
I'll say you can short rest. All of you can short rest.
Hell yeah.
Yes, I get my.
Does everybody remember how to do that?
I get my invisibility back. I don't need any more.
Oh, wonderful.
I have all my hit points, so.
I wrote this down in my handbook.
Oh, you all have hit points, so I guess it doesn't really even matter then.
Well, I
got
my invisibility
back. Unless you were doing
back.
Some secret quests behind my back. Okay.
Secret quest.
Yeah, we actually secret recorded
quest.
A whole episode without you.
Secret quest. Wouldn't be the first time. I was just lying. We've never done that before. I don't know why I said that.
All right.
They were just lying. We've never done that before.
I don't know why I said that.
Is that everything that Cell 1 has to offer?
This is a really exciting episode.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
This
cool
is
it.
All Saradin has in the tank.
All
right.
Now. Okay. Okay. All right.
In the piss tank.
Hey everybody, it's Tin, and I'm back once more with some show notes and stuff. You know the deal by now. I'd like to give a super quick shout out to Dax Ayrton on Reddit. That's DAXAYRTON on Reddit. He's really cool. He's got some great stuff. You should check him out. I'd like to thank you for listening. The continued turnout for the show has just blows my mind every time. I know I say this every time, but it is awesome that there's still people out there listening. I would strongly suggest that you follow us on social media.
All of our social medias are at linktr.ee/diceclubpodcast. I think I said the Dice Club Podcast in every other ad break I've ever done, but it's not. It's actually just Dice Club Podcast. I don't know where that was coming from. Unless it changed. It might have changed. But yeah, on our social medias, we got a lot of really cool stuff. Every time an episode comes out, we have art that is done by one of our fabulous co-hosts here, and they are always incredible, so you should go check those out. Yeah, if you want to talk about the show on any social media as well, you can use hashtag TheDiceCast. The V is in this one, but not in the link tree, so there's that. And I would strongly suggest that you do talk about the shows on social media, because we've recorded, I think, through episode 23 now, and gang, they are all club bangers. So if you want to tell people about the show so they can catch up and be here when they all come out, that would be amazing. I think in January we're going to do another thing where we will post every week. I think that's the plan right now, but if that doesn't end up happening, don't quote me on that. But all of those episodes that I just talked about should come out in that window if we do. But if we also do, there will be most likely another Q&A episode in there. So if you have any questions that you want answered about the show, about the last arc or this arc that we're going in, it's like we wrap up one of these arcs. Whoa. It's like we wrap up one of these arcs every year. But that's hopefully not going to be the case for forever. I think that's it. The next episode will be out on, December 1st. Happy holidays, everybody. I will see you all then. Now we're going to move over to cell 2.
Didn't I just say, like, a week ago? I don't even know. It probably hasn't even been a week, frankly. Just, like, a couple of days ago. Like, a day. I'm not keeping track of the time.
Meadow.
We recorded it months ago. Meadow. Didn't I just say, like, a day ago that I was never going to be separate from Saradin again until the day that I died? Because... because I've been kind of weird.
I put grabbed in a different Meadow cell. By the shoulders and I'm shaking her violently.
Yeah, that's great to calm someone.
I don't know that it calms her down, but it shuts her up.
Meadow, it's gonna be okay. I need you to breathe with me, okay?
But the cells, like the prison cells, like,
that's not
the
breathing, cell, Meadow. That's
cell.
Talking.
I can't even like, see into their cell. Like, it's a...
okay. So. Let's look at our surroundings, okay? We're in a prison cell.
I don't like our surroundings. Not a fan of the surroundings.
Not a fan of it, okay? We're on a ship. We don't know where the others are. Well, we kind of do. But we need to find a way out of here.
Yes, I know. I cannot pull. I don't have any equipment, and I can't move the bars because I'm weak. So I don't really know what to do about that.
You know, that really is a predicament, but we've got to think of something. I mean, it's not like some other thing is going to get us out of here. We've got to do this by ourselves.
Yeah, we can't just like sit around and wait for something to happen.
Man, it's really hard to escape a cell when you literally have nothing, right?
Right, yeah. I wish I like had things. Not that I usually carry like thieves' tools or anything, so I don't know what those things would be, but surely I would do better if I had like weapons. You know, you could hack through the...
Yeah, like a
weapon. I bet that's why they took them.
Or like a python.
You can always use anything. A python. Do you have your meat haunch? That's in your haunch holster.
Do I still have my meat haunch? It's shoved somewhere.
Guarantee. Sure. I'll grant you a haunch.
Great. What? Okay. At least we're not going to get a haunch, but I don't get bread.
Wow.
I don't know that I want to eat that.
I granted Ren the crystal one. I think you can have haunch.
Totally equal trade.
Equally glowy.
I had a really long amount of time to think about what to do while the other cell was happening. And I've really drawn out blanks. Is this seriously just going to be like prison roleplay?
It's almost as if you're super, super smart DM, like, kind of separated the characters who hadn't really interacted
yeah,
all that
I know,
much. And
I know.
Gave you, like, an excuse to, like free reign to kind of get to know each other a little bit.
So, Meta, where you from?
It's such a good icebreaker. Just throw us in jail.
Okay. So,
I don't have any spells for this.
I have thaumaturgy.
Do you?
Yeah.
What? Huh?
How do you have a... I'm sorry, how do you have a spell?
I don't remember. I think it's because I'm a tiefling. I just have thaumaturgy.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
The thing is, I don't remember what thaumaturgy does, like, ever, so I will never use it.
It makes a big sound.
So, Meadow, still, you know, how long do you think they're gonna, like, keep us down here?
I mean, I don't think they're gonna just let us out.
You know, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I don't think it's like, wow, you're grounded for a week for your bad behavior.
You know, we've had quite an adventure, huh, Meadow?
Oh my god.
It involves a lot more prison cells than I would like it to.
Like, so many prison cells. How does this keep... You know, you think
we don't
third
even do
times
anything
charm,
illegal.
We'd figure out how to get out
okay,
of it.
Okay, we did
but
do
really...
a little bit of murder, but apart from the murder, we're not even doing anything illegal.
But we're just here. Man, if only I had...
Oh, like... we haven't even murdered anybody in this dimension.
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, I try not to.
As you're kind of talking...
Wow,
Venus.
Is something happening?
Oh, God.
I think something's about to happen,
oh,
and you're really killing my drama here.
Sorry.
As you're just talking, Venus, you can see in the air between you and Meadow, it looks like the air is starting to, like, crack a little bit. So now you see a crack kind of slowly growing, like, in the air in between you and Meadow. And Meadow's just kind of, like, talking at you. It doesn't seem like Meadow can see this.
Meadow's just rambling, and Venus is like...
Meadow's rambling,
yeah,
Meadow and you see this crack glowing white in the center of the cell between you two. And for a while, it's steadily growing until it stops. And now it's there. What do you do?
See, okay...
Touch it.
I don't think Venus would draw attention to it because they wouldn't want to spook Meadow. Venus reaches out their hand and they touch it.
As you
Penis
touch
explosion.
It.
Explosion. Sorry.
More like Venus explosion.
Right? Nice.
That's what I thought you
Beans.
Said.
Anyways, as you touch it, it kind of like widens a little bit. And now, through the white light, you can see into an absolute blackness.
Venus?
There in the black, you can make out the shape of an old woman sitting at a loom.
Venus? Because I can't see the crack,
wait,
I would have seen her, like, reach out and touch the air in front of her, I assume. So I'm like, Venus? Venus?
Hang. Hang
Meadow
on.
To Earth to Venus.
Earth.
Time is
sorry,
still going,
I don't
right?
know what the planet's called.
Is time like still going? Is this like
time is still going?
Okay, Meadow. I think that sitting around and waiting for somebody to appear around the corner might have something's happening.
What? What do you mean?
Can you? You don't. You're not. This. No. Nothing. I'm pointing.
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a big hole in the air, and...
No! I saw that earlier!
What?
When I was... you know when I almost died?
Yeah, I'm quite aware
when
of that.
When I was recovering in, like, the... At fucking, Stonehelm, I saw that in the air, and Saradin didn't.
Meadow, I feel like some Chosen One shit is happening.
But apparently it's you now, not me. Is it... Do you, it's, like, is it still there?
Oh, yeah. Did you see anybody in your
I
crack?
Didn't, what? Anybody? Anybody? A person?
Yeah, somebody.
No, it was just sort of light.
Okay,
I didn't,
well,
like, touch it.
Meadow, I need you to stay here and stay calm.
No.
I'm.
No.
No.
Listen, I'm going to be okay. You no. Listen, I'm going to be okay.
I see where this is going. The crack is like 3 inches.
Oh, it's
not very big.
Oh, it's not.
It's not a portal.
Can I? Okay. Okay. Can I, like, reach my hand in it?
You, like, reach your hand in it, and as you, like, your hand moves to the space where it is, it, like, it feels like there's nothing there. It's like you're just seeing this. It's not causing any effects on the, like, physical world that you're in.
But you said somebody, so you're seeing, like, a person.
Yeah, Metal, I'm really glad you've seen something similar, because I feel like I'm going mighty crazy right now.
Well, I'm relieved that it's not just... Well, I'm not... It's bad, but at least it's not just a me problem. What are... Who?
Okay, let me set the scene for you. There's a crack in the air.
I know about the crack. I'm aware about the crack.
Black void, old lady, sitting at a loom.
No, because I... met some weavers and they like did not like they were like kind of they gave me a look
a look
yeah like I tried to like maintain a, I tried to start a conversation with them because you know they were making tapestries and we have a tapestry and so
we do,
I wanted
yeah, you're right.
to inquire about the tapestry but they just sort of they looked at the tapestry and then they looked at me and they were like really freaked out and so then I was also really freaked out it was a freaky situation like back in before I almost died it was okay. an eventful event the almost dying thing
the crack is just still there
yep
can is she like the old lady she's not like acknowledging us at all
no she's just looming weaving at her loom
can I take off one of my bracelets and I like try to throw it in the crack
it just goes. It goes across the room. It actually goes kind of out the cell through the bars. Oh, the door.
That didn't can work.
You, well, no, I don't know. I would have when you couldn't touch it. Why? Can you see what she's weaving?
Can I see what she's weaving?
Nope.
Damn. I don't know. I really thought this was gonna be the ticket to get us out of here, Meadow. But it just seems like a thing to talk about.
I mean, I don't. It's very. It happened to me too, but it just kind of disappeared. I don't. I did. I didn't touch it. To be fair.
Maybe, okay, we can talk about this with the group. We still need to get to the group, so we just gonna, I don't know if this feels like something not to just skip over, but I feel like there's a lot more pressing things at hand.
More pressing than the, like, crack in the fabric of reality?
I mean, it's happened before. You found that out, like, 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, the time crack. We've all seen it.
Okay. Let's collect our thoughts. When was the last time we checked the tapestry?
Right before you stepped through the portal.
Okay.
Damn, I bet there's a boat on there right now.
Damn, I wouldn't
Oh, wait, no. There's probably... I actually don't remember.
I feel like Did the we, last time I remember us getting it out was when they took it out in the village.
No, we took it we out right before we stepped through the portal.
Have you checked it since?
I thought I we had looked at it while we were on Novella's ship. I thought we had taken it out.
Probably. I don't remember. I only remember through what we've edited and released.
me as well. Fair. I also only remember what's been released.
Can,
I mean, it doesn't seem like it's
try to
doing
pull on
anything.
The bars?
Yes. Another attempt.
I haven't tried that
okay,
yet.
Yeah,
can
you,
the old
you,
lady
you move
pull
over...
on the bars?
Okay. You go over to the bars, yeah. And you try to pull on them. You can roll if you would like.
I would like.
I bet you would.
That is a 17.
Okay, you tug on them. You make a loud noise. It's pretty loud, like a loud rattling noise, but nothing really happens. And you look back, and the crack in the air is still there. But it looks like as you moved, like, your perception of it, like, it's in the same, like, spot, but it, like... rotated kind of so that it's like you're still seeing it at the same perspective.
Yikes. I really don't know what to do with this.
I mean, it's not doing anything.
I mean, like, this everything.
Oh yeah, no. I am stumped.
Well, I feel well rested. I'm gonna try pulling on these bars.
Actually, Venus, as you look back at the crack after you've tried the bars. As you see the rift, you can now see that the old lady is looking at you right in the eyes.
I wave.
She kind of laughs, and
She says, words may echo through your ears, your mind, your soul, but they indeed cannot escape it. And then she turns her head away from you for a few moments, and looks behind her, before she looks, back at her loom and continues working. And she says, minutes trickle down as seconds freeze in place. Tick, 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 tick again. Tick, 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 tick. Frozen, frozen, frozen in the air as ships passing under the sun as light that blinds and hides away and freezes and dies. Tick, 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 ticking away and down and through and out and inside and withholding and reacting and remaking. Oh, crushing, breaking, wrecking, faking, smashing, taking, molding, building, new, ticking soul divided, soon contrived by those assigned to find the winding down as close. Begins, beginning ends. Do you see? Do you see it? Do you feel it? Do you hear it? And she pauses, and across the room, actually very close to you, you hear, quite a shame that those to blame could be so bored as to not lock the frame of door. Pity that for all the talk it seems too great to have searched your pocket, hmm?
My pocket? Okay, I check my pocket?
You reach into your pocket. And in your hand now is a key. And as you look back up, the crack is nowhere to be seen.